Okay, so we were doing the Mari Algazi about what is the din of shutfus by the various halachas. And we had Bachlokas in the Gemara, Rabbi Loi, and Tanakama, where the shutfus with the Yisrael paters, and the Rabbanan say, no, it has to be a shutfus with a goy. So then, if it's a shutfus with a goy, so then maybe there's no Bal Yira. There's a shutfus with a goy. Because, as I told you yesterday, we're now moving on. In other words, if you want to say that the corporation is not a person, all this, and halacha could deal with that, so then, that would take away a lot of the surim. But if you want to say, like Rav Menashe Klein said and others, that there's no such thing. Halacha doesn't, so halacha's category is either you own it yourself or there's bialim. There's a concept of tzibur, but tzibur maybe is by korbanos and things like that. Maybe there's no din of tzibur in other areas, and therefore Rav Dychovsky's idea of tzibur to apply to a bank and things like that maybe, would apply.
This morning during davening when I shouldn't be paying attention to my tefillah. Yeah. If there's limited liability, can you say that there's no? You can go after the assets of. I guess you can because you do it in an individual.
Uh huh.
There's no.
In other words, can you go after the individual?
Yeah. Guy makes a non-recourse loan, gives you a pledge. He says, you collect from the pledge, but you can't.
So you're not being achicha, he's not achicha, right. You say.
You give you from a collect, then there's no, as far as my understanding is that Shemitah doesn't stop that.
Interesting.
So I guess that would be some of the corporate debt.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Because they have limited liability, so then there's not.
By the way, if you're looking for a topic for next Ben Azmani or next June, Shinta's costume would be a good one, I think.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, then we're going to go back to Kavod V'Onek Shabbos. Okay. This really was only going to be my Shavuos night thing, which it was. Yeah. But then I said, I feel I haven't finished it. So I only made that original packet. And then I said, no, I have to finish it. And then I made five more packets. So hence, may as well get to the bottom of this. Okay, so the Marsham has a discussion, as Rabbi Hubner pointed out, on and he quotes that Marie Algazi, if you take a look on page 18, if you take a look on the where the arrow is, in the middle, Hine Marit Pevakius Yaakov, that's the Marit Algazi, the Emtzot Dvar, Shabheir, the Shlomo the Shutfim Chometz, Leka Klal Lav de Bal Yeroa, came in the Chsiv Lecha, right? So the Behavi Michulin Kufsa Kawamut Hey, the Titsis, he loved the Ksiv Bigdechem of a pot of a shutsis from Ksiv Ksuscha. After the Ksiv Tashbisu, Yeshom and Hainu Love or Beesse, and even though Tashbisu Mibatechem is so maybe, but that's maybe only for the essay and not for the love of a love while you're all like was there. Henry Kalfalpo was there, Masi. The Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, Dafka B'Shutvis Yisrael V'Akum, right? That we saw yesterday. Only Yisrael V'Akum, because not like the Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi held even the Shutvis of Yisrael. But he's saying even Yisrael V'Akum. He made L'chav. Al Shutvis Yisrael Loi Mot. Shittas HaRashber Gam B'Shutvis Yisrael Yimid. V'Hev Yisham Divrei Chok Yaakov. Right, in other words, that's the other dechia, that just because it says plural batechem, but that's not, it would say chametzchem or something like that. But this is the riboy to say that even shutzvus is chayev is in the wrong word. So it wouldn't necessarily, so if first you could say, well, that's only then in the emes es essay. And the other thing is to say that it's the riboy is only in the bias. Tosav eichav shashod v'shach ha-bayis. V'gam l'ashkosu v'divrei marashal. Yashiv divrei ha-chod Yaakov. Al-chobon v'ikir rak esi d'dashbishu l'av d'bal yirah. V'nei shag yisari helo d'heichid d'over rak v'esi d'dashbishu mutter l'achar Pesach. According to the shag yisari, if you only violate the esi of tashbishu, but you didn't violate the lav, there's no bal yirah. There's no Chomish Ovalav Pesach. That's the question. What's Goyrim the Chomish Ovalav Pesach? Is it the Bal Yirah or the Bittul of Tashbisu? So if you want to say that Shutfim don't have a din of Bal Yirah, but they still might have a din of Tashbisu because it said Batechem, you know, but still that might not cause it to be a Chomish Ovalav Pesach. The Prima Godim, rather. We'll see. It's in the bracket here. The Prima Godim has a discussion that maybe if you violated Tashbisu, maybe that's also Chomet Shavala Pesach. Behavior Shom Divay, not Behudigam, Muhinsky, Mahakyam, Kane, Hakanam, Don Yish, Lahatir, Mehai Time, came to have a Shutris Yisrava Akum. So he says that. Also, he had a situation. If you look at the beginning of the tshuva, Mikhtovi gian al derech hasein mikoach habrai hoyis tekiel aschem shu shayach al habadim. Some type of corporation of sorts, and there's the shutvus of Yisrael v'akum. So, and there's chametz. So, maybe we could be makel by saying that there's no bal yirah. By a shutuf, based on what Marie Hagazi and here shutuf Israel and Goyim, maybe there's no din of Bal Yirah, and therefore there's no chomish shavala of a Pesach. Well, yesh lan the true mekayim of the shutuf sakim chayiv, man the pligi domya, v'chanam v'chomit v'tas haritva tzarchin ayin ritva sukkah. Omnam Hashkosov the Balei Hamos Lochonu Kla Hachometz Kevin Those of you know it's amazing who Akum Rashi Shapra L'ha. Then he says that maybe it's all Goyim. Maybe the people who have own, you know, shares and things like that. Maybe they're not buying them at all. Ach, the Hashkosov sees the Mitzvah Din Nosan Kesel Akum Kana Ham Shalech the Kesel Shul Kona. Hakim Masa Kofa Vechanam is Aval Nivchiburi, Evesiras Lhipa for Koponim, page 19. The Dorotor Machos of Shonim, Kamcha of Alfasa, Midrabon, Nukho Lahakla. He says that maybe Chamish, it's only Drabon, I'm sure you could be Mako, that it's a Shutvis with an Akim. And maybe Shutvis and Akim, there's no Chamish. All of all the Pesach, which is no Bal Yirah. So that's Hibner in that article about Darom. When he quotes So basically, he's using the chiddush of the Marie Algazi that we saw yesterday to be matir situations of a corporation, you know, or even if they're real bailim, at least some of the people, but if they're shutus with an akum, and then lechori, even if the akum is not on the same par as the Israel, but the shayla is. How much does he have to be?
It's like Rishis Hagez or Bechor or something.
Right, like the ear.
Yeah.
Right, but but the question is by a corporation. The selling shaila is by if it's a corporation. So if you're saying that the shareholders are nothing, then maybe then they wouldn't even make it a. But the chora al atzad that is a shutuf. So if you say like Rabbi Menashe Klein that anyone who gave money is a shutuf to the amount that they gave. So you gave a little bit, so you're a minuscule shutuf, but you're still a shutuf. And so that's what he wants to. So that's the Marsham's kula. That a shutuf with a. When there's a guy involved, so then no chomer travel on Pesach. So I have to see what's the story with the the CNS, the Siegel and that.
Cohen and
Siegel. Yeah. So are they?
What is that?
Well, you look them up.
It's a
distributor.
It's supposedly the second largest produce distributor in the United States, the supermarkets and all that. When you buy from a supermarket, you don't have to worry. Was the supermarket owned by Jews? You know, you buy after Pesach. But what about the distributor who had it and just brought it to the supermarket? What about him? Because they job it, they take it, they take title, and then they transfer it to someone else. They buy it, you know, they buy 2,000 pallets from Kellogg's,
right?
Or from General Mills. And,
right.
Well, wouldn't General Mills have to be Jewish? Maybe why not start it?
Well, it presumably got out of their hands. General Mills is a public corporation, which brings up different issues, which I assume we'll discuss.
But
these are private companies.
So the question is...
Was there a Jew or not? Isn't that the point?
Well, it might well have gotten out of their hands before Pesach.
Meaning the fact... Okay.
But the question is who owned it over Pesach. It's probably either the store or the distributor. And having its possession.
Yeah, so, but the stomach is it people have stockholders in CNS?
It may well be a corporation, but the stockholders, I would guess, are members of Mr. Cohen and Mr. Siegel's families.
Oh, it's not open to the public.
No,
it?
No.
Right. If you are shut off, are you stockholders, so then you're liable for their usurum also?
No, so that was a discussion we've had in the past. So, in other words, the Milchus Yitzchak said only the movers and shakers are the... So...
Movers and shakers are named Cohen and Siegel.
So then,
and they're the big distributors, and the second big distributor in the United States, I understand. And
so a guy would have to be a mover and shaker, according to...
Right, but if you're saying...
It can't just be like...
Or could be the majority of them.
Whatever, it has to be someone.
But if you're saying that maybe, like the other way, that that everyone who gives money to it is a part, that there's no...
But everyone has the usurum also.
Then they would have to sell the chametz before Pesach, right? If you don't like that approach.
Right.
Like Rabbi Blythe told me, he's into this approach. Not necessarily this cool, but the idea that should... So he holds people should sell their... Chametz stocks before.
Probably
yeah, but again, we saw many that hold not that way because those people are not.
Stocks, just people hold by stocks for 20 years.
So Rabbi Shmuel Hidner in page 22, so he quotes this Mari Al-Ghazi on the left side of page 22, 3, 4, 5, on the sixth line, the last word on the line is Svara. Svarzu shall Maria Gazi Shamar Shamish Tamish Bayeshli Boharbeit Gimgumim. He says, one, he has Halukhaimul Lucha Balamai Shalachem Shalgavoa. Because the drasha of Lucha is Lamai Lachem Shalgavoa. So maybe now it can't be used to Lamai Chutfim. Unless you say, that's not a drasha even, Lamai Lucha. That's the pshuto. Lamai, you know. But you don't even need. In other words, do we say that the lacha is taken because the Chazal darshan l'may shalchem shalgavoa, so it's not l'may shudvim? Well, no. That's what the word means. That's the pshuto. Then you have this drasha. But ain't a mikra yotzei pshuto that it's yours. Maybe he'll say we're meant to say it's obvious. It's not even considered like a drasha that if we use it for something, or maybe not. So that was his. So in other words, he, Rav Shmuel Hubner, is questioning the whole premise of the... Because Lemay said the Gemara never made this drasha of L'chal L'mud D'Shutfim by Chametz. In other words, this is his assumption based on all the other cases of the Gemara. And it's mashia from the Gemara that whenever it says L'cha, they were willing to assume that, but it could be it's just like, it's considered like a drasha. You know, L'cha could just mean you and not, you know, and therefore if the drasha is used for something else, maybe the whole assumption of the Mari Al-Ghazi is questionable. Because L'cha is used that if the guy owns the chametz or Hekdesh owns the chametz, there's no Bal Yira. So maybe you can't darshan then if it's owned with the shutef, there's no Bal Yira, or at least the shutef akum. So that was his... Then he said, number two, b'chametz shel shutef afil ma'akum over alav. Over Allah of Israel, we time it command the polling dummy. Command the Kaimel and Betrum of the Shutfus in Akum Chayev, command the polling dummy. It's like it's Kiilu, like it's divided, and therefore. So again, he's questioning the whole concept. Then that Prima Gadim, because of the overall Esse Gamkin Khanis of Shimon. So let's see that Prima Gadim. In other words, I always thought that Pasha says you have to be violated Bal Yira. Let's see, what's the Lashon HaGemara? Let's see the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara Pesachim on page 7, it says... Page 8. That's the Lashon HaGemara in page 8. That the whole din of Chametz Arba Lo Pesach is a knas. Clear in the Gemara. So let's see what the Prima Gadim says. On page 9, look at the Prima Gadim. He says, I am going to run the Pasuk of Nez Manukar Behuda Vloka Achiyevia Palira Ala Laila. We call Makom, second arrow. Im avar be'esse gamkein konis Rav Shimon. How does he know that? We'll see. Nafkamina beger shemeis be'erv pesach kodem halayla. Say somebody owned chametz, he's a ger, and he owned chametz, and then he died on erv pesach before night, in the chos of hefker, lachar erv pesach hachametz shalo osr. In other words, because...
Dearly. Not so clear. I could argue the other way also, I suppose.
Right. So he says, because there, he didn't do the mitzvah sase of Tashbisu, because Tashbisu already started on Erev Pesach. But Bal Yira, there was no violation of Bal Yira. So now it became Hefker. So could somebody use that chametz, eat that chametz after Pesach, and we say that it's a chametz arvel of a Pesach? So his sod is the chametz arvel of Pesach is not only Bal Yira, it's even Tashbisu. So far, we didn't see any raya that he brought.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let's see if he...
He's correct that if that were true...
If that was true, that would be right. But the question is... Yeah. Rambam, Tomokom in Ovar, the Essay Gampi comes from here. I don't know, how does he know that? I don't see that he, like you say, does he prove it?
He doesn't try to prove it, I don't think.
Yeah. He says that Tashbisu is just it's just connected to Bal Yira. If you hold it's Lavadi Tachna Essay, so it's the essay of Or you could say that, you know, this concept of Isser Essay, right? Rav Chaim explains, like Rabbi Jeffrey Abel once explained to me, that sometimes Isurim are usually Los Asseis. But sometimes you have something written in the Torah in a positive form, but the point of it is an Isser, like Tashbisu. Tashbisu is just bolstering the notion of Bal Yirah. There was this discussion in Mechas Chinuch. Say, I don't have chametz. So is there an inyan before Pesach? I should go to the bakery and dafka buy chametz so I should be able to? Oh no, if you don't have it, noch besser. They should buy it, so you should, like, okay, I have to buy a lulav because I have to shake a lulav. But do I have to buy chametz so I can burn it? Well, if I don't have chametz, it's noch besser. So that's a great way Abel put that. So that's what Chaim means what he says, Tashbisu, Abel put that as an Isser essay. It's not a mitzvah essay. If it's a mitzvah essay, then you want to do a mitzvah. It's an Isser essay. It's another way of saying it. So maybe he just assumes as a Dover Pashat that that this is just a restatement of the words of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh.
Talking about Tashbisu, the Yom HaShvi'i Tishbos. Yeah. It's an assay, it is an assay, a separate mitzvah in addition to Lo Taseh. You do malacha, you're violating the, you're not being kind in the assay also, but there's no lachamina.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
And then he discusses in the end whether if a woman is chayeves in assay to Tashbisu. Is it a mitzvah essay as man grama? So that's what I think some point out, that if you hold it's an Isser essay, then it's not considered a mitzvah essay. Lavin, the women are chayv. So even though this is written in a positive way, but so it says nafkamina begiyoris. If a giyoris died on Erev Pesach, so then. If she's not chayiv in Tashbisu, so if you assume that Tashbisu does create kabbish over Pesach, and she's a woman, so she wouldn't be chayiv in Tashbisu, so then Bal Yirah there won't be because the chametz was not in Jewish possession at the time of the beginning of Yontif, but Tashbisu was already an erev Yontif, so. So he was assuming that Tashbisu creates.
It depends if it's. You can even argue that's not true. It depends when you look at it as the Gavra and the Chetza. You say it's the Chetza, then you know it existed, and a Jew still owned it when it became Hefker. When she died, became Hefker. All that means is somebody else can claim it.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it's no longer. Maybe it's still considered hers, and
why? But she died.
So she's not over about the Yirah.
Right, right. But she didn't do Tashbisu, because Tashbisu already started Chatzos. But if you hold that a woman is Potter because it's a mitzvah by grandma, then in that case she didn't even violate.
Tashbisu is counted as a separate mitzvah, right? So what do the Moni mitzvah say? Is it a woman chayava or not?
I don't think they speak about it.
Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch HaMeirs.
Yeah, well, so that's the discussion in the... Yeah, so this is one of the discussions of that topic. But if you hold that it's an Isser essay, that's what someone would say. If it's an Isser essay, then that's not part of the tour of Mitzvah Essay Shavah's Grama, because that's a Mitzvah essay. That the Michas Chinuch discusses Tolly out of Machlokas Rashi and Tosas. He claims whether there's an Indian to buy chametz before Pesach if you didn't have chametz. Pashas is not. Right? Pashas is you're a better. You don't have chametz, so it's not the best.
You know, many of us, our houses are totally chametz free by the time we get to the Bedika time.
Right.
Yeah, so either you leave over some and you put it out, so it wouldn't be a bracha batal according to one theory.
Right. Yeah, so that's the but it's interesting that It's totally the shayla of the riboy batechem. Maybe we'll make there's an issue tashbisa, but then you could say the other side that it never said chametzchem, it just says batechem. So that doesn't mean that there could be a chiv on shutfim. So if you hold there's no chiv of shutfim, and so there's no chiv of shutfim, so then when there would be a goy involved, that would take away the whole issue. If you hold like this Mari Al-Ghazi and this Marasham. So that would be another Tzarkula. I'd be interested to know in that in CNS whether, I mean, if you hold that there's an Isser of, there's no Tash Bali Roy even by Shutuf Yisrael, that was also a possibility. And the Marasham says there is an opinion that even follows that, right? The Marasham quotes a Rashba or something that. You even quote it up. Quotes a Rashba, I think. Prima Gordon. Shutvis Yisrael no imit. Shutvis Harashba, Gam Shutvis Yisrael imit. So that Rashba would may be a very significant shita. You see on page 18, he quotes the Shitas HaRashba that even Shutfas Yisrael is excluded from. So then that would make it. So then that would be a very big kula if you hold Shutvis Yisrael, because then even you have the CNS, and you don't want to, if you want to say again that the corporation is this new thing, okay, but if at the bottom you want to be Machmir, the Machmir approach is to assume that it's Shutvis, but if you hold that there's a shita that Shutvis Yisrael is part of it, because it says Oyer Lecha. So then that would be another side cool.
The Tashpitu says me batechem, so that's in the plural, so nobody argues that, right?
Right, so the batechem, but that's the question, would that would be just behind you in Tashbisu. And that one possibility, and then even maybe not, because maybe the word is, the plural lashon is not on Soor, but it's on the Batechem, and then maybe that's not, has nothing to do with the Shutavis of the Chomitz. And then we'd be left by saying that Chomitz is like all the other cases in the Gemara,
like
where there's no Riboy. And if there's no Riboy, then we say whenever it says L'cha, it's L'mai Shutavis. And even though Rav Shmuel Hubman wants to claim that Shulchai Taro, Shalchev, Shal Gavoa, it could be that pshat is like this. L'cha means it's yours, exclusively yours. Now, it can, therefore, memayit a thousand things. If it's shel kshutvus, it's not memayit shelchak. It's not like it's a double drasha. Maybe the pshat is that the Mari Al-Ghazi will say back, it's not pshat, we use this already for the goyo, l'cha v'lo shelachim, l'cha v'lo this, l'cha, 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 l'cha. You know, l'cha, it just means l'cha, l'mute, everything else. You know, like exclusion of all other, you know, when people say exclusion with the Aden, exclusion. So exclusion means exclude you, exclude him, exclude. So it's not like it's a new drasha that you used it for this already to exclude this. No, I exclude everything, but it's only l'cha. So I exclude the Shutuf, I exclude a Goy, I exclude Eglish. It's not like the drush is reserved already. So reserved seats. The drush is reserved for L'chavel O'L'Gavol. L'chavel is this. And therefore, how could he use for Shutuf? That's the Rabbi Hubner's Kasha on the Mari Al-Ghazi. So he'll say back, no, L'cha is... excluding everything. Okay. So maybe that's a problem. Okay, so next week, Bez Hashem, we'll continue the next packet. We'll start with packet Dalit, and then we'll start Chumash now in a couple of minutes, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Have a
good Shabbos. Have a good Shabbos. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll do a parsha.